And we're going to share by sharing our vibrations. We had a very beautiful Merle this morning, which we will experience and share together. And I would like to start by asking, what did you really love about today's Merle?
Yeah. Om Shanti. I'm Rani from Thailand, and I like the Merle, as Baba says, that victory is our birthright, and it is already predestined that we will surely be the victorious jewel. And as Baba says, that when he asks that everybody is ready, everybody is his child, we all raise our hands. But in terms of effort, who will come in 808 and 16,008, this all depends on our effort now. And in the end, the slogan was very well that we have to be the jewel of content. Content does not mean about effort. Content means about ourselves, our status, our everything. But the effort in making a loving Baba, Murli, all the dharana, this is what differentiates between us. And as we are here in Madhuban, we all are blessed with the seniors, and so we will surely make effort.
Thank you for sharing. So the question, what's one thing that you really loved in today's Merle? Who would like to share something that you really loved? Who would like to share? Wait for the mic.
Om Shanti. Just looking at the season of love and the love that's in the heart and in the soul, to be essenceful is to be love-lean. So today's Merle for me, the point was that become the beloved of God alone. So that word doesn't isolate me, but it makes me belong more fully.
Thank you. One more. Yes, sister.
Today's Merle, Baba said this is my, Madhuban is my home. So this is my family. I feel more connected with my family and my father.
Yeah, that was a beautiful feeling.
The point I like, Baba said, faith you cannot give percentage. Either you have faith or don't have faith. And then when Baba asked, everyone have faith? Yeah, we all raise our hands. And why, number wise, three things Baba mentioned. One, we know the thing, understand.
We're going to go into that later on. So just tell us the point that you really love. Don't repeat the Merle.
I love that point.
Okay, great.
Number wise.
The point I like is, Baba said, to be victorious, you must have faith in self and the Father.
Thank you. Brothers, anyone? Yes, this brother would like to share.
What he most like that we always victors. And Baba said that with love of Baba, we always victor souls. And whatever we do, we are victors. No, there is no other point. We are victor souls.
Thank you. And that's the point that we're going to experience together this morning, because Baba didn't say you're becoming a victorious jewel or you will be a victorious jewel. He said you are my victorious jewels. Do you want to share, brother? This brother wants to share.
Oh, Shanti. I love the defeat is not defeat, it's only the step. Yes, because it's only the battle, not the end of war. We preparing, Baba preparing us for the final. All the things are important, and the most thing, I think the important thing is we have to learn with the defeat. Yes, and transform this defeat in awareness and in doing. And Baba said, no waste, no defeat.
Thank you. I can see that this is a group that really loves, deeply loves Baba's Murli. And of course, why would we not? So all of the points that you shared were very lovely points from today's Murli. And we're going to focus together as a group on the experience of these points about being a victorious jewel. Because Baba said, you are a victorious jewel. He sees our whole history. So he made that statement, and then as this sister said, he asked a question. Why are you all number-wise? And then at the end of the Murli, he answered the question, didn't he? And what was the answer? Why are we all number-wise?
We have to leave the points. Not only we just understand and know the points, but we have to live the life as it is.
So live means experience. And this is why we're sitting in a circle. We're going to experience 15 of the points that Baba made about a victorious jewel. And then each one of you will get a blessing card with one of those points. That's your special quality as a victorious jewel. I don't know which one you'll get. I don't know which one you'll get. Well, wait and see. And then that point, whatever is on your card, you carry this during the day and you take a moment, maybe during traffic control, experience it. Many times during the day. So you can say, when we come to class in the evening, I am a victorious jewel. And when we have World Meditation Hour at 6:30, you will enter into it as a victorious jewel. And share the experience of being a victorious jewel with the world. Okay? So it's just going to be very simple, silent yoga together. And we will all be sharing with each other our experience of this point through our vibrations. So we'll take a moment to bring ourselves into soul consciousness. To see the victorious jewel shining in the center of the forehead. And Sister Jian is going to read these points one at a time, which we will be contemplating. And if those sisters wouldn't mind moving your bags off the chair so somebody could sit, that would be nice. No, don't move back, sister. We need you in this here. It's okay. The two brothers can sit here. Two brothers can sit right here. And you sit here You're translating. Would you mind moving so the three of them can sit together? You move up here. Thank you. So, sister, you move here. Oh, I see. All right. Perfect. And sister, can you come up again and join the circle? There's three more, okay, I understand. So, okay. Yeah. Okay, Ricardo, come in, somehow get in the circle. And sister, you get in the circle. There's a chair here. If you do not need translation, you can sit in this chair. Great. Perfect. Brazilians make things happen. Sister, please come and sit. She needs in what language? So you'll translate for her? Okay. Sisters, please accommodate. Great. And come as close as you can. Great.
So now we will bring our awareness of being a victorious doer. Keep your vision of yourself and others as a victorious doer. You are a victorious doer. You increase the courage of others. You are a victorious doer. The sign of your intellect having faith is victory. You are a victorious doer. The sign of your intellect having faith is victory. You are a victorious doer. Even a test of fire will give you happiness because you are victorious in tests. Even a test of fire will give you happiness because you are victorious in tests. You are a victorious ruler. Your decisions are always truthful and clear. Your decisions are always truthful and clear. You are a victorious doer. You experience victory over circumstances on the basis of the power of your stage. You experience victory over circumstances on the basis of the power of your stage. Let yourself in the experience and share the bright visions to others. You keep sharing your bright vibrations to others. You are a victorious doer. You have the natural experience of the best doer giving you support and being with you. You have the natural experience of the best doer giving you support and being with you. You are a victorious yoga. You are always clear in your mind about what is right and wrong. You are always clear in your mind about what is right and wrong. You are a victorious yoga. You are always clear in your mind about what is right and wrong. You are a victorious yoga. The sign of this is that you have finished all waste. You are a victorious yoga. The sign of that is you have finished all waste. You are a victorious yoga. Along with having faith in the Father, you also have faith in yourself. Along with your faith in the Father, you also have faith in yourself. You are in the awareness, and then just keep giving your vibration to each other in this room. You are a victorious jewel. You are always in pleasure. You are always in pleasure. You are a victorious jewel. What might seem like defeat is for you, in reality, a victory, because you stay unshakable on the basis of your faith. What might seem like defeat is for you, in reality, a victory, because you stay unshakable on the basis of your faith.
You are a victorious jewel. Even a test of fire will give you happiness because you are victorious in tests. You are a victorious jewel. You never experience yourself to be alone in any task. You are a victorious jewel. You never experience yourself to be alone in any task. You are a victorious jewel. Your decisions are always truthful and clear. You are a victorious jewel. Your decisions are always truthful and clear. You are a victorious jewel. You have an attitude of unlimited disinterest, which will be for all time. You are a victorious jewel. You have an attitude of unlimited disinterest, which will be for all time.
Now, one by one, the victorious jewels will come and take drishti and a blessing card from Sister Gyan. And as that victorious jewel is taking the card, we will all give drishti and see the victorious jewel. In fact, why don't you stand in the center? And the Brazilians can come first because then they'll need their card translated. So you're not waiting for translation. So you go first. Thank you, everyone. Om Shanti.